False beliefs and delusions in dementia. Very often, people with dementia face false beliefs and delusions, believing things which are untrue. Unpleasant emotions and behaviors follow these situations and events and can be difficult for the individual and their family. However, with the proper support, we believe that the quality of life for everyone can improve. Find out more about the causes and signs of false beliefs and delusions, the associated conditions, and most importantly, how LEAF complex care can contribute to making the life of people with dementia and their families better. What are false beliefs and delusions? Delusions or firmly held false beliefs are common symptoms for a person with dementia. These delusions or false beliefs can be about people or things. People have different personal beliefs developed through life and based on different experiences. Even though those beliefs may not be accurate, people usually have some control over them. However, people with dementia don't have the ability over their beliefs. In that case, these false beliefs and delusions affect people with dementia in a way that they change their emotions and behavior. They may experience anxiety, paranoia, fear, distress, panic. For people with dementia, the delusions seem real even though they are imaginary. Examples of a false belief or delusion are thinking that someone is trying to steal, harm, or follow them, thinking that their home isn't really their home. It can be distressing and challenging for the individual and family members to manage the situation. With complex compassionate support, individuals with dementia can experience a better quality of life in the safety of their own homes. Causes of false beliefs and delusions. People with dementia may experience changes to the brain that causes difficulties for people with this condition to recognize and memorize people, places, and things. Some of the possible causes of false beliefs and delusions include the following. Sensory changes, side effects of medications, physical causes, like infection, fever, pain, anemia, malnutrition, dehydration, unrecognized and unfamiliar environments, unfamiliar caregiver, disruption of routines, removal of items from the person, low lighting reduces vision. The false beliefs and delusions in a person with dementia cannot be prevented, although triggers can be avoided. With support and medication, people with these conditions and their families and loved ones can cope the unpleasant situations. Delirium. Delirium often occurs in people with dementia. Even though delirium and dementia have similar symptoms like confusion, agitation, and delusions, they are different. The main difference is that delirium starts suddenly, over a day or two, and symptoms vary a lot over the day. In comparison, dementia happens slowly, over months or years. One exception is dementia with Lewy bodies. This type of dementia has many of the same symptoms typical for delirium, and they can vary a lot over the day. Hallucinations and delusions. Hallucinations and delusions are closely linked but different. While delusions are defined as false beliefs not based on evidence, hallucinations are defined as false perceptions. They are authentic to the person experiencing them and cannot be verified by others. When people with dementia experience hallucinations, their senses are involved in the situations. For example, when visual senses are involved, people see things that aren't real but make sense to them, such as bugs crawling over the bed in a room. When auditory senses are involved, people hear noises or voices that do not exist but seem real to the person with dementia. When a person with dementia experiences delusions, those false beliefs may be categorized under one of the following types of delusions. Grandiose delusions, beliefs around superiority. For example, a person believes they are better than others, have a great talent, or have made an important discovery. Jealous delusions, beliefs are around being the victim of an affair. For example, a person is suspicious that a loved one is unfaithful, or automatic delusions, believing that an important and famous person is in love with them. In this case, stalking behavior may be developed. Somatic delusions, believing that a person is suffering from a medical condition. Persecutory delusions, believing that a person is mistreated, someone is spying on, or someone is trying and planning to harm the person. Among the most common delusions of this type is a schizophrenic delusion. Mixed delusions. In a case like this, a person has two or more of the types of delusions mentioned above, signs of false beliefs and delusions. Some of the early signs related to false beliefs and delusions are the following. Feelings of being exploited, preoccupation with trustworthiness, hiding possessions, readiness to respond and react to perceived slights, mistaking people's identities, reliving past events, whispering while talking. Depression, changes in behavior, lack of self-awareness, social difficulties. Support workers, caregivers, and health professionals must adequately assess the signs of false beliefs and delusions. Confabulations. Confabulation is the creation of false memories without intentions of deception. People that experience conditions that affect memory, like dementia, amnesia, and Alzheimer's disease, are more likely to confabulate. People that have confabulations have gaps in their memory. In those gaps, they unconsciously place distorted information or experiences at the wrong time or place. Confabulation is linked with brain injury or psychiatric conditions, but they are noted in healthy people without mental health challenges or brain changes. Delusions and confabulations are both false beliefs, but there is a difference. Delusions influence people's behavioral choices that have them across an array of situations. But, if the false belief is related to the recall of memories, there is probably confabulation. Proper research and identification of these false beliefs are essential for treating these conditions. What triggers confabulations? The leading cause for confabulation is often brain changes. There are other conditions associated with confabulation, and those are Wernicke-Korsakoff's syndrome, Alzheimer's disease, traumatic brain injury, schizophrenia. Different factors trigger confabulations. Some of them are overlearning. Overlearned information can expel more specific facts and memories when there is a memory gap. Challenges with encoding. Not fully encoded information can likely be forgotten or misremembered, false memory, memory loss. There are ways, strategies, and methods for people with confabulation to handle situations and events without consequence for them and their surroundings. Getting support is among the essential steps to cope with confabulation. Many tips and recommendations are available for the family, the person experiencing confabulation, and the caregivers. Those resources can help manage the triggers and signs of false beliefs and delusions in dementia and Alzheimer's disease. How to get help with LEAF Complex Care. LEAF Complex Care provide complex care, from short-term to long-term. We customize the services we offer to the needs of the people we serve, imprinting kindness and compassion on everything we do. This applies to people that experience false beliefs and delusions. LEAF Complex Care has many years of experience working with people that face these challenges. We have committed and dedicated caregivers available to deliver support in the person's home and the community where they feel most safe. We believe the people we serve and their family members and friends deserve a better quality of life. Don't hesitate to contact one of our offices in Bristol, Exeter, Midlands, Slough, and Somerset for proper support and treatment. Book your visit now. Read more about other topics. Blog 10 Reasons to Work in Social Care. Choosing to work in social care is one of the most fulfilling careers in human life. It can be emotionally draining, especially when dealing with abuse emergencies. However, the joy. Read more. Blog Down Syndrome. Types, symptoms, and causes. Down syndrome, also known as Down's syndrome, is a chromosomal difference that occurs during fetal development. It is a genetic mutation, and although it isn't something that can be cured. Read more. Blog Down syndrome, screening and diagnosis. Down syndrome screening and diagnosis is offered to women in early pregnancy to determine the chances of having a baby with Down syndrome. A better understanding of this condition can. Read more.